Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right. Good morning and hello. It's Wheeler, Philly, and Rena. 92 City FM. Little morning show. If you're new, welcome.
Yeah, well, we get new listeners every day.
So all the time.
We probably don't say welcome enough to these new listeners.
Welcome to the show. We got a busy show coming up. Of course, we're going to have Hooters, Mouthful of Hooters coming down at 8:30. Obscure Sports Report after 9. And we have the director of the PGA Tour Canada coming down this morning. Some pretty exciting news regarding our fine city and the game of golf. That's coming up and a whole lot more. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita, start now.
And now,
what's trending?
All right, so kind of excited. This week, Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I thought it opened over the weekend. I saw some tweets about it.
This coming week. And so Thursday night, they're doing a premiere screening. And my wife and I were lucky enough to get tickets. We bought tickets like a month ago.
Yeah.
So we're going to that Thursday night. Then opens up Friday. Mm. So, yes. Very excited for the new Avengers movie.
So that's going to do some huge numbers.
Oh, right? You know, we were talking, Rena, about the Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah.
And oh my, it's so 1.5 billion. This is literally going to wreck that movie. Like it will. It's had a reign at the top for a while. Avengers: Age of Ultron will dominate. It'll be one of the biggest openings in box office history, or for this specific weekend, or however they tabulate it. It'll be huge.
It'll do massive.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul Pierce, the Washington Wizards finished off a four-game sweep of the Toronto Raptors yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's the second straight year. Paul Pierce has been around a long time. He's got championships with the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Second straight year he's been on a team that's knocked out the Raptors. He's a great player, but he has no shortage of self-esteem. He's a confrontational player. Well, he sent out a couple of tweets after the win, pretty much poking fun at Drake. Drake's the global ambassador for the Raptors.
Oh, boy.
And one of the tweets was a shot of Drake having a Washington Wizards shirt underneath his suit, and it said, if you're reading this, the Wizards just swept the Raptors, and then it says, Drake's a clown, LOL. You can't see the Drake's the clown, LOL, on the picture that we just put up, but Drake's a clown? That's pretty hardcore.
Wow.
And then he sent out another tweet with himself. He did some Photoshop work where he had the title as King of the North,
because the Raptors are going with that, we are the North.
Right, so yeah. King of the North, and he's in the throne from Game of Thrones.
Man, what a dick.
So he's hardcore.
If you're trying to make yourself a villain, it's working.
Going after Drake?
Wow. This was trending over the weekend. Director David Ayer, who's doing the Suicide Squad.
Yep.
He tweeted the first official image of Jared Leto as the Joker on Twitter, and that's when social media just blew up. The picture looks pretty cool. It's they're going to throw it up there for us, but basically it's a caricature and he doesn't look a lot like Heath Ledger. They kind of mix it up a little.
Well, this one,
he's got like the rotten teeth and the green hair and everything still, but he doesn't have the crazy like smile, and he's got apparently a lot of people are talking about the tattoos and the artwork that's on him.
Well, it's kind of like a nice mix between the comic book, like the DC comic book, because they've done a bunch of different versions of Joker, but for those that are comic book fans, this one is kind of relevant as far as the asylum, like the asylum Joker. Like just, okay. You know, really kind of flamboyant, very, very loud, very, like he's going to be very funny, very dark humor. Not as dark as Heath Ledger was, but very, like more laughing funny. Because Heath Ledger didn't laugh a whole lot in the Dark Knight movies. Yeah.
So this one will be creepy.
This one will be a little
this
more
looks super
jocular.
Creepy too.
A little more jocular, if you will.
Leto was a good cast for this, though.
I'm looking forward to the day where we can say every actor in the history of acting has played the Joker. Because we've got Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, and now Leto. So we're
pretty good trending.
We're moving along here with
absolutely
lots of Jokers.
That's what's trending in our world. What's trending in yours? 92cityfm.ca. 92 City FM, world class rock, 6:44, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll take some phone calls because a buddy of mine got a distracted ticket over the weekend, a distracted driving ticket.
Okay.
All right? He was not using his cell phone. I'll tell you what he got the ticket for, and we'll take some of your phone calls, whether you've gotten one of these distracted driving tickets yet from the Winnipeg Police.
Was he masturbating? Tell me after 7.
Not going to give it away. 6:45 now. Good morning.
13 is the high for today with some rain this morning. 11 degrees right now.
Getting closer to Vegas.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
It's in a few weeks here.
So excited about Vegas. I think we leave here in 3 weeks to the day.
If you're a winner, you should have been contacted by promotions, or you will be.
Now, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Phil, because over the weekend I was actually looking at plotting out a few things that I wanted to do, and I called Ballyhy Golf Course, like, hey, like to book tee time, and they always suggest either teeing off early morning or later in the afternoon, because
it's
once
not so hot, right?
Once that sun sets, like between noon and one, they said you're in the desert,
yeah,
and it will beat down on you like a hard. It gets hot. So, stupid me booked the tee time at 10 a.m.
Did you?
Oof. Yeah.
Be warm.
That'll be warm.
And what day?
On the Tuesday. Because we get there Monday night. Jeez. Tuesday.
You better. You're going to be, could be a little hair of the dog on Tuesday morning when you wake up.
It's Vegas.
What time do you got to get up to go play golf at 10? 8:30?
Probably somewhere around there. Go warm up, have a little bit of breakfast,
that's
whatever.
Early, man.
That's all right. That's no big deal. But here's what I want. So I booked a tee time for me because I don't know. Like, we got 50 people coming down with us. I'm going to assume that somebody else is going to want to go golfing, but I didn't want to book because if you cancel, they charge you for it.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone that's coming on the trip to Vegas that would like to go golfing on Tuesday at 10 a.m., please fire me an email and I will add you to the tee time. But again, don't feel obligated. Don't feel obligated. You don't have to. This isn't a planned event. You can do whatever you want. It's Las Vegas.
And your spa day, do you need someone to come with you on that too? One of the...
Yeah, will you come and hold my hand, Phil?
I'm not coming to the spa day with you.
No, I think I'll be just fine by myself on the spa day. Thank you.
I'll come.
Rita will go with you on the spa day.
No, listen, when we say spa day, I'm not going there. I'm not getting cucumbers over my eyes. But I am going to go. But I am going to go for a nice rub down. Abso-friggin-lutely, I'm going for
just
a nice
massage,
rub.
Or are you doing the whole deal?
Just a massage? Just a massage.
Those Vegas hotels, they got proper massage areas.
Oh, they have them in the hotel? I was going to go elsewhere. I hear they have some great parlors around there.
We're going to the horseshoe for massages.
Oh, actually, what's the Bunny Ranch? Now, somebody has said, hey, because someone said to me, oh, we should do a staff trip, a big trip to the Bunny Ranch. I'm like, yeah, everyone, let's go to a prostitute central.
Yeah, I know.
But it's actually outside of Clark County because prostitution is illegal in Vegas, so you actually have to go outside of the county lines, Raina. So.
Good to know.
Yeah, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case you were wondering.
I was hoping to hook up.
I know. We know you were.
Yeah, love those prosties.
Are you planning anything specific while you're there? Like, are you going to go, like, because I'm trying to peg, because I know you want to see Celine Dion, but I mean,
she's not there.
She's
Brittany,
not?
What about Brittany?
No, Celine doesn't, she doesn't start until, like, the end of May, or we're gone when she's there. I checked, believe you me. Wow. She's not there.
Okay, so is there anything that you are, like, are you going to go see the Hoover Dam or the Grand Canyon or any stupid stuff like that?
No, I don't know. I'm going to go shop. I'm kind of like a just wing it person. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I've never been to Vegas, and, like, people who've been to Vegas love talking about going to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And since we started doing the trip giveaway, every time I run into anybody, they want to tell me what I should do and how I should do Vegas, because this is the right way to do it.
Everyone's got...
So I'm like, everyone's got their own thing. I'm just going to go there and just figure it out.
Well, look at this way. Look at this way. Now that Philly's...
Getting overwhelming.
Now that Philly is a veteran of Las Vegas. I mean,
once.
You're like El Segundo. Have to go there. It was a great spot.
Yeah.
Mine is Spearmint Rhino. Got to go there, 100%. So everyone has that one spot that they got. You got to go to this place.
There's lots. I mean, that piano bar you keep talking about in New York.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'd like to go there.
It's a great time, no matter what. No matter what, Rena, you could just be sitting there just hanging out, and you're going to have a great time.
Oh, I know.
But would you
time.
Say it's different? Because I know, Rena, your man's coming, and is it different when you go with your spouse as opposed to when you go with a bunch of your girlfriends?
Absolutely it is. And, you know,
definitely, because there's a lot of things that he's not going to want to go to. Like Celine Dion, if she was there, me and the girls would definitely go to that. But with him, there's no way.
Yeah, and I get stupider when my wife's not around. So,
funny how those two kind of...
Yeah, I don't know how that is. Yeah,
it works both ways.
All right. Oh, by the way, if you're thinking to yourself, whoa, what is all this stuff about Vegas and people going to Vegas? Sign up online now at 92cityfm.ca, be part of the empire, and you get to come in really cool stuff like this. Do that now before you head to work. 6:49 News, Weather, Sports is next.
Fire bans and backcountry travel bans in Manitoba have been lifted. Those were put in place earlier this month because it was dry, warm, and windy. You might want to check with your municipal office, though. Some local bans may still be in effect.
Had a fire in the backyard over the weekend.
Ooh. We did that too.
Yeah, I almost had a fire in the garage by accident. I had, it was crazy. I'll tell you the story real quick. So I've got a fire pit and I was burning out some stuff. So the next day I went to empty out a bunch of the ash and cinder and everything. and I put it into a steel drum, but I had a plastic bag in it. And so I dumped it all in there. Some of the embers were still hot, and the plastic started burning away. So I put it in the garage, and it was smoking. I'm like, what the hell?
That's happened to me before.
Right?
Had the fire pit in the garage start to smoke. I'm like, oh, no. I thought it was good.
Dump some water on there, and you're good to go.
Yeah, you're good.
Be careful.
You know what works great on that is oil. Put oil on that.
Oil, yeah. Lighter fluid, too. Yeah. Anything liquid is just fine. September 17th, IG Field. Sold out in, like, a matter of minutes. AC/DC on 92 City FM. 7:04 Monday, Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
13 is the high for today with some rain this morning. 12 degrees right now.
Put up a great meme. I thought it was real, but it turns out it's just a meme. But it's still funny. 92 City FM Facebook page. Edit... a mock conversation, Twitter conversation between the LA Kings, the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Philadelphia Flyers. And it starts with the LA Kings tweeting at the Penguins going, you guys want to grab a drink later? And then the Blue Jackets jump in there. Oh, great. We'll come too. You can buy us a drink. So it goes on and on with all these non-playoff teams.
Very nice. Okay, so a buddy of mine calls me on Friday. Apparently Thursday, Rena, he was out and got a ticket. Got a traffic
It's unfortunate.
Fine. Yeah, for distracted driving. Now, when you think distracted driving, you think, oh, he must have been on his cell phone. Mm-hmm. He must have been doing of the text, or he must have had his hand held up to his face. Negative. I said to him, I said, what were you doing? He says, I was eating. You were eating?
When someone was going to get an eating ticket.
Like, I was like, you just had your hand in a bag of chips or whatnot? He's like, no, because I went to the drive-thru and got myself a double quarter pounder and I was eating that. And listen, I'm a double quarter pounder guy too. That is a...
It's an investment.
It's also a two-handed event.
Yeah.
And not only because, I mean, you can eat it with one hand, but it's because it's a double quarter pounder arena, you get a little bit of that extra. I don't like to call it grease. I like to call it love juice. And it makes everything slide and drip a little bit. So if you either have to eat it with two hands over a plate if you're sitting at a table, or if in this, like if you were at a park bench, you would probably almost kind of hold the carton that it comes in, like, with one finger as you were eating, you know, like this, right?
Yeah.
So it becomes a two-handed job.
Yeah. Well, so he was obviously, it's not illegal to eat and drive, so he was obviously all over the road driving or...
Well, that's what I kind of said. I said, how did you manage to drive if you were eating with both hands? He's like, well, I used my knees. Like, you were driving with your knees? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, how do you expect not to get a ticket?
I'm totally with the cops on that one. I don't want to be that guy who's swerving all over because he's trying to eat a burger.
Well, he said,
give me a break.
He said to his credit, he's not like, oh, how dare they give me a ticket? He's like, I totally got busted.
Yeah.
He says, but I said, like, really? He goes, like, he actually claimed that he was a good driver with his knees. Mm-hmm. He's like, if I'm going in a straight line, like, it's not like
before.
We're going up big hills on a roller coaster. I'm just like, drive good with my knees. And I'm like, dude, that's not appropriate.
I've been there before where I'm opening some food while I'm driving and thinking to myself, this is very much as distracting as using your phone.
Sure it is.
So, and I feel bad. No, I'm like, hey, put the food down. This is ridiculous. Because you got to unwrap the food and you got to get everything out. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you got your head down a lot. You're looking. So...
If you're on the highway and you got a passenger who can pass you your food, I can do it. But if I'm alone,
like
I can't.
Can you spoon feed me my double quarter pounder,
someone
please?
Someone who will unwrap your burger for you and hand it to you so you're not like all over the road fuddling around with wrappers and whatnot.
That is, to me, that's only acceptable if you were on a long road trip.
Yeah, on like a highway.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're driving along in the city, just pull over and eat.
Mm-hmm. You got places to go. And the idea, I think, when everybody gets drive through, it's like, I'm going to eat this when I get home. But then you get driving a little bit, and you're like,
yeah, you can smell it. I want to eat this now.
You just got to drop your hand
cold.
You put your hand in like this, and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to grab, or whatever. This is going to be good. So you get a handful of fries, and
and inevitably, now you got salt and grease all over your hands. It's all over the steering wheel.
You're licking the fingers. Oh, yeah. And listen, whoever drives the vehicle next is like, what the, are you kidding me? And then it's everywhere.
Or you're at the light, you're at the intersection, and a hot chick strolls up and pulls up beside you, and you're stuffing your face with fries.
Oh, no, what's up, baby? No,
I don't usually do this. It's a long day.
Has anyone else gotten one of these distracting driving tickets?
Something other than a cell phone?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to know. 204-780-CITY, CITY-2484. But it's incredible. Like, Rena, you watch, if you have a chance to notice the amount of people, like, if you, every time I drive now, if there's somebody, like if I'm looking in the lane that's coming towards me, I'm always looking for the whites of their eyes. If I cannot see the whites of their eyes, that means they're texting because they're down here like this.
Yeah.
And you never know when they're going to kind of drift over. It happens. It's scary.
Or when you get behind someone who's driving 30 inexplicably and you think to yourself, that's got to be a senior citizen. And then you get up alongside of them and they're pissing around on their phone. Texting. And that's why they're driving 30 in that. Yeah. What else could you get a distracted? Eating, cell phone, probably playing around in your GPS or some kind of something that plays music in your vehicle.
Maybe having, well, you know, I don't know. See, that's the gray area because, I mean, is listening to radio, is that distracted
because
driving?
Because that's right in front of you where your eyes can, you know what I mean? The second you're down below, I think, your eye, the second you're looking
as
down.
As long as you're not holding your GPS because that's counted as a handheld device.
That's right.
That's an automatic ticket.
I would say having sex, whether it's by yourself or with a partner while driving, I would say that's distracted driving.
Definitely distracting, yeah.
Although there was a great scene with Charlie Sheen when he's in that movie.
Runaway.
That's it.
Is it Runaway?
I don't know, something like that.
Awesome scene. Hi, City.
Sorry, go ahead.
It was about sex, too, and I was kind of pulling my quirk, and I got nailed for that.
You were wanting your what? Thank you.
We don't need to repeat that.
Doing something to his quirk.
All right, so 204-780-CITY. We'll continue to take your calls off there. You can fire us an email as well if you don't want to go on the air and openly admit and say, oh, yeah, I do this on a regular basis. We're not out to get you, but you can send us an email.
I'm sure there's a few ladies, you know, putting on makeup while driving.
Oh,
you always hear those stories where someone's complaining.
Yeah, by the way,
I saw some lady in traffic doing mascara.
The rear view mirror is exactly that.
Yeah.
Not a compact mirror or a makeup mirror. But literally, I've seen right up to that thing. Right up, like they're literally right in the mirror, like inches away.
Mm-hmm.
Inches away.
You know what a great commercial is right now? It's a sad commercial, but where the text messages being your last words.
Oh, when they put it on your epitaph?
Dude,
crazy.
See you tonight.
Like,
powerful.
No. Yeah. Don't text and drive, please. It's scary. 7:10, we'll take a break. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena.
92 City FM, world-class rock. 7:18. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
13's a high for today with some rain. We're at 11 right now.
Okay, still to come this morning on the program. Rena's got the scoop coming up at about half an hour, and usually on Mondays, box office results. Big one opening later on this week, The Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're going to that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course.
I know the opening day.
Mm-hmm.
So with the morning wood that should be hitting your email any moment now, I've included the trailer for Age of Ultron just to get you excited for it this week.
Very nice. And you finally started watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I got about 40 minutes into it on Friday night before the eyes started to close. It looks good. You've been telling me to watch it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it on the PVR now because I finally got Movie Central and HBO.
Very nice.
It looks really good. I'm impressed with the first half of it.
Hey, Rena, can we take a moment and admire Philly's Leonidas-style carving of his, face hair?
I got my beard trimmed professionally on Friday.
Oh. Yeah, I couldn't tell, no.
No, actually, that's good. As a guy, I don't want it to
you
be
don't
over
look
the top. No.
You had a professional cut your beard. That's the least manly thing you could do with your beard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone to see, like, that you got it styled or whatever.
You got it shaped?
Yes.
Shaped?
Yeah.
Well,
so it's good that I didn't notice.
The only reason I did is because he posted it up on Facebook on Friday.
Yeah. It was a very un-Philly-like selfie, but I was very proud of it. And Mike Collingwood over at Level Hair Design, he contacted me because the last time... Remember, I shaved about a month ago.
Well, yeah, it's because you would go and you would grow the beard for about a month and a half, then you'd shave. Then you'd grow for a month and a half, and you'd shave because you said
right.
You just couldn't find the proper trimmer.
I'm no good at trimming it.
Yeah.
So he got a hold of me on Facebook and he said, "Hey, man, nobody's good at trimming their beard. If you come down here, I'll do it for you and show you how to maybe do it yourself." So it was like,
that's nice of him.
Yeah. So he did kind of give me some tips, and I'm like, "No, I'm coming to see you every couple of weeks, and you can." You know, just don't make me look like a hipster, I told him. I don't want a hipster beard. So, Rena, this isn't a hipster beard?
No,
okay,
it looks
good.
Now that I've noticed it, it does look pretty cleaned
pretty
up.
Pretty trim?
Yeah, it looks good, yeah.
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 I was in such a good mood after I got it trimmed. I went and surprised my wife and took her out for lunch. I'm like, look at my new beard.
Did she notice? Aw.
Oh, I told her. I'm like, you gotta see my beard. It looks awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're gonna start tricking her every time you get it done, just like she does with her hair,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, honey, did you notice anything different?
No,
I'll take the quesadillas.
Be honest, though, did you actually... Did Did you ask for the Leonidas? Were you looking for more of like a Spartan, more of like a
makes your face
thing?
Look a little longer the way that he's trimmed?
Yeah, because it comes up more. I did tell him the Leonidas, yeah, and he's like, dude,
you're not manly enough.
You're
for
not
that.
A Spartan. Yeah. I'd be like, you seem like a nice guy, but you can't get the Leonidas.
It's actually a rule. You have to look good in a helmet if you get a cut like that.
We don't have enough CGI for you to look like a Leonidas, and you're wearing a shirt, so can't do it.
Right. Yes, the shirt is key.
Right.
7:21. We'll take a break. News, weather, sports coming up. Hang on. City
traffic. Oh, and I got beard wax too. Sorry, Rena.
What?
It's like some beard stuff.
Wax
stuff
for what?
So I'll wear it, and it smells really good too.
So that's just to make your beard smell better.
Smell good because
rather than have to smell like breadcrumbs.
Right.
And meat.
Whatever I had for breakfast, it usually smells like. So.
92 City FM, world class rock. 7:33 on a Monday morning. My name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey, Rena J. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena. Good morning.
13 is the high for today. With some rain coming this morning, 11 right now.
Bone Phone, as we do every day, we'll play your calls at 8:05. And today we've got a call about the Avengers, Stephen Harper at the Jets game, the hybrid piss monster. So all kinds of fun.
Really? We're still on that?
We need to make an actual physical character, like what he would look like.
Well, in the movie Dogma, Kevin Smith came up with this idea of the Golgothan, who was basically all of the, when people were crucified or killed up on the hill, everything that ran down as far as whatever was left of them created like this demon of just excrement and whatever was left. Yeah, pretty scary looking thing.
Okay.
And so is that what? Yucky.
Is that what the hybrid piss monster?
I think
look like?
So. That's okay. When
I feel like the hybrid piss monster is kind of like a funny monster, whereas that sounds awful.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the piss monster has a little more personality than a bunch of leftover people. But
we need to get a suit and send them out giving away tickets once in a while.
Oh God. Just your friendly neighborhood piss monster handing out tickets. Enjoy. Sorry, they're a little wet. Maybe if someone's creative on the old computer with the animation, maybe one of the schools in town, like Herzing, would like to tackle what a piss
sure.
monster would look like.
HPM on his chest.
Have at her. Please. I welcome your creativity.
Yeah, we'd love to see that.
Yeah. All right. So 7:35 now. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena. I completely lost my train of thought. There was something specific I wanted to talk about, but the piss monster has knocked me off my game.
That's
I apologize.
What he does.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring that up.
Not
but,
thanks a lot, Phil.
I've got a lot of
show.
Of all the things we talk about in any given week, I heard more about the hybrid piss monster on the weekend than anything else.
I had a buddy of mine who actually sent me a text message saying, listen, I'll be honest, during the playoff run, I was listening, wasn't listening to you guys, I was listening to another station, but God damn it, I come back and I hear about the piss monster and I go, why did I ever leave?
Yes.
Why did I ever leave? This is what I'm missing.
That's the kind of stuff you miss.
Every single morning here on 92 City FM. Okay, I will take this opportunity really quickly to say that I am golfing up at Elmhurst Golf and Country Club today.
Mm-hmm. With my buddy. I can tell you're wearing your golf gear.
I'm in my golf outfit.
Yeah.
And as Rena said, actually I think Rena got happy today because Rena, you always say, he said, are you golfing today? I said, yeah. And you're like,
you're in a good mood whenever you golf.
Yeah. Rena always says I'm in a better mood in the summer because I get to golf. So.
It's true.
I think everybody's in a bit better mood in the summer.
Sure,
but yes,
definitely.
When you factor
Wheeler is just a lot more noticeable.
Yeah.
How happy you are.
Am I that miserable in the winter?
God,
no,
you're hard.
No, you're just extra happy in the summer.
I will take it. I don't know if that's a compliment for Rena, but I'm taking it anyway.
It is. Yes.
7:37, the scoop's coming up in 10. Hang on. Wheeler and... I know this is going to sound really weird, but it's kind of exciting that Metallica's in money trouble because that means they're going to tour more, which means we're probably going to get to see them in Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Been hearing rumors about that possible show for a while.
Yeah. As soon as we find out, we will let you know. Keep your ear. We will keep our ear to the grindstone, and you keep your fingers at 92 City FM and join to be part of the empire. 7:45, Monday. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rita.
13 is the high for today with some rain this morning. 11 right now.
Bone Phone coming up at 8:05 right now, though.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. The fun starts here. At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports. Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
Your box office results from the weekend makes it 4 in a row for Furious 7. The movie took in another $18.3 million this weekend, so that's the fourth week straight. And the success isn't only in North America. It's become the third film ever to make $1 billion internationally. But Furious is expected to be beaten out next weekend when the Avengers Age of Ultron hits theaters.
Yep.
It's already taken in more than $200 million in its overseas debut.
What? They got it before us?
Mm-hmm.
What about Paul Blart?
Yeah.
Paul Blart, too.
Irrelevant.
Completely. I love that guy, totally. Man.
Paul Blart. You know, I've said it before. Like, I like Kevin James. I thought he was fine. I saw him do stand-up right before he started King of Queens. I thought he was good on that show. But I found since he's hooked up with Adam Sandler's crew, he's the new fat guy fall down. Yeah. He's the new Chris Farley. And it's like, hey, we need a funny white fat guy.
Yeah, I get it. You said that before, but Farley was way funnier, no?
Oh, he was. But yeah. I mean, this is like a cheap ripoff imitation. Okay. Yeah. You know? And then they're kind of like, hey, be like Farley. And he's like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Do Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just kind of a bummer for him.
I see what you're saying now, yeah.
UFC superstar John Jones has been named a suspect in a hit and run crash that involves a 20-year-old pregnant woman who was hospitalized. What they're saying is he was just wanted for questioning in regards to the crash that happened in New Mexico. The woman, so basically he vanished after the crash and they can't get a hold of him and they're still trying to contact his people, but it's suspicious. I'm not sure if he's the one who hit her or what, but or he could be in some big trouble.
He could have been in the car.
Yeah, could be a witness.
Yeah.
Someone driving.
But still, you had a car full of people who all made the decision to drive off, right? Like, even if he wasn't driving.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the fact that she's 20 and pregnant doesn't look great. Bruce Jenner did that interview on ABC talking about coming out, changing, transitioning into a woman.
Did you watch it? Anyone watch it?
No, I didn't.
No, I saw some clips of it and stuff. 17 million people did watch it, though. Huge numbers for ABC. These are the best ratings they've had, the best show ratings, 15 years. They haven't seen those kind of numbers. Basically, Bruce just says he has the heart and soul of a woman, and he hasn't decided if he wants a woman's body yet or not.
Well, he hasn't decided. I thought he had.
Yeah, no, he won't reveal his woman name. And he doesn't know if he's going to get boobs or anything like that. But he says, you know, his whole life he's been a woman inside. And his daughters, Kim and all them, they had busted him a few years ago wearing their dresses when they were out of the house and they came home. And that's how the ball started kind of rolling there. And then told his wife that he thought he wanted to be a woman. And that's kind of what went down.
Hmm.
Dave Chappelle proved even comedians have off nights. Hundreds of angry fans are demanding refunds after a Detroit performance that many are calling a drunken catastrophe. According to multiple people in the crowd Thursday's night show, basically he took the stage an hour late and told very few jokes. Instead, he sat quietly smoking, chain smoking, on stage, rambling and slurring his speech. There's a couple videos and you can just hear people in the crowd yelling, let's hear some of your act. Tell some jokes. Like, he was rambling on about nothingness. And tickets for the show weren't cheap. They ranged from $60 to $240. So people are demanding their money back, and the promoter's going, the content is all his. You can't get your money back from us. He came, so.
We have to pay him.
Yeah,
listen,
exactly.
Listen, I thought it was wonderful art piece. He sat there and he fooled the entire audience. I mean, it was really brilliant. I mean, listen, you could look at it this way. Was it on purpose? It's the same way as Andy Kaufman once upon a time sat there and read The Great Gatsby to his audience. Because all they wanted was luck. These guys get sensitive sometimes.
Look, the most talented people, we've learned this over and over again, are messed up people.
A little eccentric.
Like you just go back to even musicians falling off the stage drunk when like Jim Morrison and Johnny Cash, they have nights like this and it builds their legend, actually.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the same guy that left his family and moved to Africa and said, I didn't go crazy, so hey. Take it with a grain of salt, I guess.
And the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, things are getting interesting when it comes to celebrity gambling. So another big bet has been placed. This one, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him, versus Mark Wahlberg. $250,000 bet on the fight is what they made. And they actually made They made a little video for it. Diddy's got Floyd and Mark's got Pac-Man. So basically the original bet was supposed to be $100,000 in the video. They're kind of talking a bit, but Mark kept beaking Diddy going, oh, why so little? Making fun of him for not having a lot of money. So then P. Diddy's like, oh, I can pay more and steps up. And they ended up making the bet for $250,000. But that is not the biggest bet, celebrity bet so far. That goes to 50 Cent. Rapper 50 Cent, he's plunking down $1.6 million on Floyd.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's the scoop.
You want to make a bet, Phil?
Yeah, sure.
No, obviously we don't have their kind of money, but...
Why not?
Because I don't. But I thought we'll throw, if your guy loses, you throw on a Flyers jersey for a morning.
Flyers?
Yeah, I know. See, that dug deep right there. Right,
yeah, he's got to think about it.
We'll
come up with a bet. But we probably both want Pacquiao, don't we?
Just for the sake of betting, I'll take Mayweather.
Yeah, see, I don't like that because my heart says I want Pacquiao, but my the realist in me says Mayweather's probably going to win, so it's
We'll take some time. 7:50, the bone phone is next. Hang on.
City traffic.
See, it's funny how money will change one's decision very quickly.
Well, some kind of a wager. Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I suddenly I'll go with, you know, who I actually think is going to win, not who I hope is going to win. Yeah.
Now the bone phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. The sooner you get new Duraco windows and doors, the sooner you'll save on your hydro bills year-round. Visit Duraco.ca.
Oh, that is funny stuff. Hybrid piss monster. Classic.
Yeah, well, that old classic hybrid piss monster.
We've been talking a lot about it this morning, so I'm just going to rerun the call for Friday.
Yeah, great idea.
It was from the bone phone, just so everybody knows what we're talking about.
I don't like peeing on other people's pee either. Not because I think it's gross, because I'm scared I might create some hybrid mutant piss monster that's going to come out of the bowl, start pissing on me all over, cause some havoc up and down Main Street. Mm. That's the kind of I worry about.
See, the best part about the hybrid piss monster is that it's great on fuel, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's hybrid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's smart. It's eco-friendly. Mm-hmm. It's an eco-friendly monster.
So, Rena, there was a story about the cast from Avengers making jokes about Scarlett Johansson's character.
Oh, they had asked about,
it was Jeremy Renner and I can't remember.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, yes.
Yeah. They were calling her, jokingly calling her character a slut.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and I think on Friday or Thursday, I can't remember, we were sort of saying, oh, you know, relax, it was a joke about a character. Well, this woman has, you know, I like having her, let her have her say because she's got a different perspective on it. Right. I think it's not a bad perspective. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to call to clarify something for you. This, I don't think, is about hurting someone's feelings. I'm pretty sure no one's worried about Scarlett Johansson, you know, going off and crying somewhere. But, you know, I think it's more about sexism and misogyny in general. Girls need female role models that are strong, self-reliant, and confident. So I think we need to start letting girls have their own superheroes without reducing them to their sexuality, their looks, or what they're wearing. I think girls deserve that, and I think that's what that was about, and that's why those apologies were justified.
All right, she deserves her say. Nothing wrong with that. You know, I've heard that before. Not the first time I've heard something like that.
No comment.
Okay, probably. Stephen Harper was at the Jets game.
Yes.
He was wearing a Team Canada jersey. Yep. Jets fans were up in arms about it.
Oh, God. Give me a break.
Who paid for his ticket? Did Harper pay for it? Or did the tax dollars pay for him to come and make an extravagant appearance? And who absorbed all that cost? Anyways, just a thought. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
That'd be True North who paid for that. If the PM says he's coming to the game, he's got a seat.
Mm, like I said, they probably have a contingency plan in place for when it's people like that show up.
There's so many countries out there, if like the prime minister, the president, or the big leader came down to a sports event, there's cities that would be so proud, but only us were like, meh, 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 who paid for his ticket?
Yeah.
Did we pay for that ticket?
Listen, if
people are honored when he, you know, when someone like that chooses to come to
the If he was wearing a Jets jersey, nobody would have cared.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that he was not wearing a Jets jersey.
Just like when any celebrity...
But he's got to stay neutral.
Yeah. It's like when any celebrity comes to town. You better throw out that you love the Jets or that you have great fans.
Right.
And we'll love you forever.
Exactly. I think it's actually part of the test.
It's actually allowed to move here. Hilarious
to get into Winnipeg.
On Friday when we were bugging Kelly. What, Kelly? You don't love the Jets? Aren't the crowds great?
Just right under the bus, the poor guy.
Leave me alone. I don't even know nothing about hockey. Okay, call about... Well, the whole Bruce Jenner thing, and then this guy goes into some stuff about the Kardashians.
Hey, that Kylie Jenner, nice to see that family is finally turning out something that is all right. And that, let us face it, Kim is hot, but she got her career from doing a sex video. Why has the world forgot that? Like, what is she? Like, but anyway, I don't want to be negative. I'm all into the baggage.
Yeah, never mind. Hey, listen.
Don't get me wrong. I bang her on TV too, but
she came from nothing.
Yep.
She built herself up from you know a very very modest sex video and has built herself. She's done good for her.
She built herself.
She was born into money, but now she's you know at least made herself some more money.
Right. Yeah,
so it's not just you know handed to her. Yeah, she had to work herself hard for that.
She had to go on the internet.
Work herself hard. Yeah.
She had to have a bunch of other people work her hard too.
Yeah.
By the way, as far as sex videos go, it's one of the better ones. ones. I will say that. Like, if we're going to rate them.
It's better than One Night in Paris.
Better, yeah, sure. Absolutely. That was terrible.
That was night vision the whole time.
She just ridiculous. Got on my nerves after a while. Talk. You're talking too much, Paris. Okay, let's wrap up with this. Comparing Jets fans to Ryder fans?
Oh, boy.
Might cause a riot.
Enough with the talk about your Jets whiteout and how great the fans are. You know what? It was fun, but let it go because you're starting to sound like Ryder fans now.
No!
With the self-proclaimed greatest fans in the universe. Just give it a rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What, do you hate the Jets?
Yeah, what are you saying?
What's your problem?
What are you saying, huh? You hate the Jets? Beat it. Get out.
Get out.
You just revoked your citizenship. City FM World Class Rock, 8:20 Monday morning. My name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey, Rena J. It's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
13 is the high for today with some rain showers this morning. We're at 9 degrees right now.
NHL report still to come this morning. Stories we missed.
But listen, I'm all dressed up in my golf gear today, so I'm going out to play around at Elmhurst, and it's fitting. It's fitting that we have two gentlemen here today. Ryan Hart, who represents the Players Cup here in Winnipeg, and Jeff Munday, who is the head of PGA Tour Canada. How are you?
Get the microphones in front of you there, guys.
We're great.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in bright and early. You guys are all dressed up. You guys are all dressed so nice. You're dressed like golfers.
I'd rather have the plaid pants like you have on there.
Yeah.
Really? Jay Lindbergh's on. Yeah. The wife picked this out for me.
A lot of guys can't pull that off, but you're looking
good. I don't think I can either, but I'm giving it a go.
Why do you think he said my wife picked it out for me? That's code word. Every guy going, I'm not sure if I can pull these off. My wife bought them for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going straight to the golf course.
You have the white belt on underneath?
Of course I have the white belt. Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Are you kidding me?
Rob Guthrie would be proud.
Phil, actually, if I was to say that Phil dresses like a certain golfer, I'd go for like that Tom Watson kind of poo brown.
I like the poo brown, plain, don't nothing over the top, no bright colors.
You're kind of a page boy hat kind
yes,
of guy.
Yes, exactly. Simple.
Now, golf season in full swing. Pretty much all the golf courses are open. They're getting all their temp greens off, and you guys have a pretty exciting announcement regarding the Players' Cup. Who wants to do it?
We do.
That'd be
go.
You. No, you're in town. It's your
Oh,
it's
yeah,
your
that's true. We're announcing the extension of the tournament through 2019.
That's
which
awesome.
Will be its 100th year celebration.
Wow. That's impressive, actually. Now, that goes all the way back to the Manitoba Open. I mean, it's gone under a bunch of different names, but this is the progression of the Manitoba Open.
Yeah, pretty great history to the event and the winners that have played. And you know, in addition to that, we're going to continue to play it at Pine Ridge as well as Niaqua. So rotate between two fantastic golf courses and culminating with the 2019 event being back at Pine Ridge. So
no, that's awesome.
Great future for the tournament. The support that the Winnipeg market has provided to the event since we came on board in 2013 has been awesome, and we think it's going to just get better and better.
Now, one thing I like about doing it at Niaqua, and you mentioned this in the press release, is that it centralizes it a little bit. It allows more people from Winnipeg to try and get down to this event, which is cool.
Well, I think that was one of the big things for us is we truly look at it as it's Manitoba's event. And if it is that, we need to have it as accessible as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's fans, sponsors, the charities that we work with, we just wanted to make it a little bit easier. But we've had such a great history with Pine Ridge. It was really, we did not want to walk away from that. So
right.
It's building on the longstanding relationship we have there and then going to another iconic course like Niaqua is just going to be great.
No, it's one of the bigger tournaments on tour, on the tour, isn't it? Like one of the most successful fan-wise. We do great, don't we?
Crowd support is tremendous, and what they've done for charity the last few years is as well. A pretty exciting announcement there with a new foundation, Playthrough Foundation, which is focused on kids. It's all about the kids. And so I think you're going to see that grow, the impact of the tournament. And so the combination of Pine Ridge and the history there, such a great golf course, and Niaqua, and getting really reaching just a broader community outreach to continue that support.
Now, is this too bad Bloomberg said no? Because I think that would have been a really good spot.
That's my track, baby. Right? That or Kildonan.
Absolutely.
I rocked those courses.
40 more bunkers on those courses, and they were right in the running.
Absolutely. The one thing about, now with Niaqua and Pine Ridge changing back and forth, does that mean the Monday qualifier will change as far as the location of that?
You know what, that's something that we often have a year-to-year contract with.
Right.
We are in conversations with both those courses on whether they have interest in that. Another nice option for us, again, about growing the reach of the event, the community, is that we could put it at another course, so that would essentially, we'd have three courses in the mix each and every year. So.
Very nice. That'd be excellent. Well, congratulations. That's great news. Yeah, absolutely. Extending it all the way through 2019. Why not just commit it for a lifetime? Can we do that?
Sure.
Just make a lifetime commitment?
We're in.
Just happen.
Yeah, just happen on this show.
We'll
add another 100 years.
Perfect. I love it. Jeff, thank you very much for coming down. Enjoy your stay. How long are you in town for?
It's a whirlwind day trip, but, you know, exciting times and looking forward to being back in July for some great golf and opportunity to see some incredible hockey players as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, of course, we'll see Ryan very soon. He's always hanging around here. We can't get rid of him. 8:24. We'll take a quick break. Mouthful of Hooters coming up. Hang on. No, you're not. This is sucks.
What?
Well, they didn't show up. They're not here.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do it. We can't do Mouthful of Hooters.
That's unfortunate. Maybe they've had enough of us.
Kind of heartbroken.
Mm-hmm. What did we do? Was it something I said?
Something we didn't say?
Creep them out.
Yeah, maybe.
Man, I hope they're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You always kind of...
It could be in... Hey, if you're in transit, girls, give us a shout. 780-CITY. 780-2484. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah, we're kind of worried about you. Normally, you're here like 15 minutes early.
Well, yeah, and we become good friends with them, so you start to, you know, instantly when someone doesn't show, you're worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, well... in the meantime, Rena, do you still want to play the game, I guess? We'll play for a $25 gift certificate. Should we hit the intro anyway, man.
Come on.
I found one sports trivia question, and you guys can fight, do the buzzer thing.
Oh, buzzer? Where is my... I'm not sure I'd be able to find my
Just
buzzer.
Just slam your hand on the desk. Just yell.
Sure.
All right, well, let's do the intro at least.
Fresh, delicious, tasty. A mouthful of Hooters.
You said you had some Hoodat trivia, Rena?
Well, I got one sports one because Philly doesn't really like the Hoodat.
Well, no, really? Go with the Hoodat.
Well, I even got a Hoodat intro for
go
you.
Go with the Hoodat.
That's from the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome. They chant that after the coin toss.
Oh.
Hoodat. Hoodat.
Okay, so basically I give you a real celebrity
name. Well, hang on, let's get a caller on the line here first. We'll still give away the gift certificate. Who's going to win, me or Philly?
Wheeler. Right.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Hang on the line.
I give you a celebrity name, you got to let me know, or I'm going to give you a name of a person, you got to let me know what the actual celebrity name is. Because a lot of them change their names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this Oscar winner, Natalie Herschlag.
Natalie Portman.
That is correct.
Yes!
Natalie. Yeah, you're thinking of famous Natalie. Yeah, I knew one.
Yeah.
Eileen Regina Edwards. She's a Canadian.
She's an actress?
Nope. Singer.
Celine Dion.
No.
Brian Adams.
Keep going.
Avril Lavigne.
No.
Oh.
Country.
Anne Murray.
Country. Oh, you know her.
Terry Clark?
No.
Terry Clark.
Shania Twain.
Boom.
There you go.
That was horrible.
Laura Jean Reese.
Reese Witherspoon?
That is correct.
Wow. Boy, Aubrey, you didn't buzz
Laura
in.
Laura Jean is her first name.
Laura Jean. Yeah. Sounds like a good home name. All right, so I won 2-1, so that means you win a $25 gift certificate to Hooters.
Wait, there you go.
You win.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey.
I'm going to lie, we'll grab some details from you. Well, hopefully we'll get to the bottom of what happened to these Hooter girls, and they'll be
missing
here next
Hooter
week.
Girls.
Yeah. Dun, if anyone spots a Hooters girl, let us know. We're on the lookout for them. 8:39 now, we'll take a break. NHL playoff report still to come. Hang on.
City FM NHL Playoff Report. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
How about a little Game 7 heaven tonight? Islanders and Capitals.
And is Detroit Tampa tonight too?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
With Detroit trying to knock out Tampa Bay, a team, the Lightning, that a lot of folks, including myself and all my drafts, was taking to go far in the playoffs.
I'm not going to lie to you. My only team that I have left for as far as my pool, because I loaded up on Blackhawks, Blues, Lightning, and Penguins. I know taking the Penguins against the Rangers was dicey.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, you got the greatest hockey player and arguably one of the best hockey players in the world in Evgeny Malkin, and of course Sid Crosby. You can never count them out.
No.
But they ended up losing. And I'll be honest with you, this first round is not going the way I had scripted it.
Well, Minnesota beating St. Louis, I didn't see that coming.
Did not see that coming.
I thought the Jets would beat Anaheim.
Yeah. And it's so funny because we thought, yeah, the 8-seed Giant Killers. We're going to take down that number one seed. And we're the only ones that didn't beat the seed above us. Like, literally, the 5th seed, Chicago Blackhawks, they're moving on. 6th seed, Calgary Flames, they're moving on. 7th seed, Minnesota Wild, they're moving on.
You never want to overreact to the first round, but I really believe the Ducks are going to the Stanley Cup. Oh,
man, like, just... You see the way they manhandled what we thought was a team that had its head full of
playoff
steam
guys.
I think everybody, not even just us Winnipeggers being blinded by the fact that we love the Jets.
Everybody was impressed with that.
A lot of like professionals from McKenzie to Drager, like all these guys were picking the Jets.
Yeah, they raised a lot of eyebrows, the Ducks did, with just how everything the Jets threw at them, they just calmly responded to. And, you know, it felt like every time the Jets scored, the Ducks would score 2 minutes later and just kill the momentum. So they get the Flames, and the Flames are everybody's happy story. Well, them and Ottawa, but now that Ottawa's out, everybody, the little engine that could, the Flames.
Pulling for? Hey.
Oh, who isn't?
Go,
right?
Flames, go. Especially after, you know, the support that they threw our way during the whiteout and stuff. I thought that was super cool. I think they're going to have their hands full with the Anaheim Ducks.
Definitely.
Yeah. In the Eastern Conference, Phil, your boys, we got to mention, of course, very funny, Carey Price. They pulled a little bit of a prank. They pulled a little bit of a prank on Carey Price. We're going to save it for stories we missed. So if you...
play the video. It was after the win, they all get in the dressing room and the boys play. Yeah, it was funny.
It's a good chuckle. All right, we'll take a break here. It's 8:49. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Thatto Roofing today. 204-989-5555.
All right, this is pretty cool. I'm excited. This just came down the wire here about less than half an hour ago. Rena, I don't know if you remember them. A Swedish punk band called Refused.
Yep.
Okay. They haven't been together in like 20 years, like very, very socio-political, very heavy on the commentary and whatnot. And they broke up.
Their shirts are popular.
Are they really?
Well, you know, like you always see kids wearing the Ramones shirts and you're like, do you actually listen to the Ramones? I've seen a lot of those shirts around. And I'm like, do people listen to them really?
There was a record they came out with called The Shape of Punk to Come. And it was incredible because they nailed it. I mean, you want to talk about predicting the future? These guys nailed it 20 years ago. They haven't played together in 20 years. They were at Coachella last year for a surprise. It was like, oh my God, Refuse is on stage together. And everyone wondered, like, are they going to do a new record? They just announced they are doing a new record. It'll be released June 30th. They released a new single called Electra. Rena, can I play a little bit of it for you here?
Okay, we'll see.
So, sounds like they picked up right where they left off, and I'm extremely excited to hear their new album called Freedom, released on June 30th this year. I'm going to post up the first single called Electra at 92cityfm.ca.
Cool.
Okay, Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao this Saturday in Las Vegas, one of the biggest fights. Oh, boy, it's Holyfield Tyson, for sure. And, So... there's lots of news, you know, surrounding the fight, as you'd expect. Lots of hype. But ESPN has come out with a report on Mayweather, basically saying, hey, this is a very hard guy to root for. We know he's not the greatest human being on earth. And I'll just play a 30-second clip of their expose, I guess is what they're calling it, on Floyd Mayweather here.
Already the highest paid athlete in the world, Floyd Mayweather is about to hit the mother lode. But there's a darker side to Mayweather's personal narrative, obscured by his flamboyant lifestyle, a history of violence against women. According to police and court documents obtained by Outside the Lines, Mayweather has been convicted 5 times for incidents dating back more than 14 years.
So convicted 5 times of assault against women. And the expose goes into why has he never been suspended from boxing for this stuff?
So he actually is an asshole, because we've just been speculating for years. And it turns out, hey, we were right. He is an asshole.
Pretty much where they rolled out all these women he's dated.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of them that if you've dated Mayweather, you've been hit by him. So it's not a real good human being, no.
Jeez.
Yeah.
For $50,000, you can shoot machine guns with the Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden. Yeah, this guy, Rob O'Neill, he's the one of the Navy SEALs who claimed that he's the one who actually shot the bullet that killed Osama, even though it's kind of, you're not supposed to be giving out the secrets or what goes on in those type of military situations. I know a lot of his colleagues were pretty pissed about it. So it's not 100% confirmed by the government that he's the guy. But he claims he's the guy, so now he's trying to cash in on it because he retired in 2012. So there's a hotel teaming up with him and a shooting range. So for $50,000, you can stay the night and you get to just shoot guns with the guy who killed Osama
bin
Laden.
There'd be a lot of storytelling, too, though, right?
A lot of American, really patriotic Americans, I think, would be down for something like this. Especially a lot of the ones that have a lot of money.
I can see this doing really well down through the southern states,
yeah.
Down there through Louisiana.
Tell us about how you shot him. You shot him good.
Maybe Alabama. Alabama. Yeah. Oklahoma.
Weird.
Maybe Texas. I'll enjoy that.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.